Blog Talk Radio.
Peace. I hate the word. And I hate hell. Oh, my God.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Through the flag
What do those words mean to you? To me, they say, thank you, America, for your strength, for your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
A land of laws with an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the government. A land where the right of dissent and free speech is jealously guarded. Where the ballot box is the sword, people, it's wielded.
One nation, under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel and raw courage, conformed forever by the awful crucible. Civil War.
With liberty.
Where man in pursuit of an honest life will not be denied his chance. Where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity. Where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes. All people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
It's the kid killing it.
One, two, too hard, you know, too big.
Southern smoke.
Always hit a cell phone up at night. She say he the stalking type, she a bullshitter. Want two teams to call the stadium home like the Staples Center. Don't try to play a player, baby, get an unstable nigga. I can't go like my dad. daddy told me no, but I fuck her like a hoe, pussy ass in the throat, so vulgar. They say they want that real, but I'm thinking handle the sugar coated. You can say I'm straight to the point, but you can't never call me bogus. But you can call me over for a night of fun, and I can touch your body like that's on Mariah's son. Take your breath away like a fired gun, like a tired lung. Just don't stop lying. Ugh.
No, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Get up, now get it, bitch. Now get it, bitch.
It's your boy Playo. Number one players in this big. Freddie Gibbs, I see you. Hey, how the fuck can I trust you when you always lying? Why do fools fall in love? Ask Frankie Lyman. I ask myself the question like I'm studying for a final. I try to convince myself I don't love you. Now that's deny you. Like a scratched up CD, bitch, you can't fucking play me. Now you can't touch me like I got rabies. Every bitch I fuck with, I score like I'm KD. Even if you had pepper spray, bitch, you couldn't faze me. I must have been sprayed with bug repellent, cause bitch, I'm off you. Every time I speak the name, I get a taste that's awful. And since I'm a bad boy, I was gonna pay for your law school. How can I lead you when you don't listen to what I talk to? I remember when I told your mother her daughter's hot. Nah, I don't trust you, my heart protected like an Autobot. You tried to play me, but I caught your ass in an act. These niggas talk that shit, but I'm really seeing stack.
No, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Get up, now get it, bitch. Get it, bitch. Get up and get it, bitch.
Yeah, T-Dot, Turner, AK, Stunner. Yeah, I ain't finna play these games. This bitch ain't worth my quarters. She broke out of order. Give me that top, I ain't going no lower. First she said I had one killing. Now she wanna talk to her lawyer. I seen plenty hoes on the stand, and they pleaded after the fourth one. These hoes ain't working hard. Doing dick support them. I'm like free orgies and oral. Niggas tricking off, that ain't normal. I ain't breaking bread with these hoes. I'd rather be my dick to a porno. I want pure head, no cut. Let them lame niggas be a Zorro. Get your face a ice cream paint job. Baby, I can be your Doro. I see your head by my head. So I'ma tag you in this photo. She wanna smash, but I'm gon' pass. Cause I want what's above her torso. I ain't no Mexican, I don't need cat. But I'ma get head, cause fucking is boring.
No, you can't play me, help. Nah, you can't play me, help. Nah, you can't play me, help. Nah, you can't play me, help. Get up, now get it, bitch. Get it, bitch. Get up and get it, bitch. Get up and get it, bitch.
Amid the chaos of that day, when all I could hear was the thunder of gunshots, and all I could smell was the violence in the air, I look back and am amazed that my thoughts were so clear and true, that three words went through my mind endlessly, repeating themselves like a broken record. You're so cool. You're so cool. You're so cool.
Their style features a combination of psychedelic sound and color, and, well, if you want to experience it to the fullest, we suggest that you, I don't want to offend any of you, but we suggest that you eat a banana while you're watching. Or smoke a banana, as my brother said, but actually he's pretty far out, even for me. Now here they are, Jefferson Airplane and their latest hit, White Rabbit.
Banana fans. You know, usually an airplane is made out of metal. Pay attention. An airplane is made out of wood, metal, and canvas, and held together by welding and rivets. But Jefferson Airplane is a new concept in airplane. It's made out of people, hair, guitars, and held together by words and music. The Jefferson Airplane is now arriving from San Francisco.
ready for the first portion of my act? I'm in a box.
So another contradiction today. Oh, a screaming mime.
Oh, I didn't even think. There's a lid to the box.
That reminded me of my Starburst. Starburst makes no sense either. It's a solid, yet juicy, like a liquid.
By the way, I am a mime.
Starting to hate screaming mime.
I accept change. I accept bill.
Everybody has a competition in their brain of good thoughts and bad thoughts. Hopefully the good thoughts win. For me, I always have both. I have like the thing I believe, the good thing. That's the thing I believe. And then there's this thing. And I don't believe it, but it is there. It's always this thing and then this thing. It's become a category in my brain that I call, of course, but maybe. I'll give you an example. Okay, like of course, children who have not...
Okay, yeah. Here we are. Very, very late at night. On a Monday. A Monday! Oh my gosh, yeah. Here we are. One of those kind of fun, spontaneous shows where we just kind of shoot the shit. And you know what? You know what? I'm going to bring on... What's her name? I can only pronounce her name as Siren B, but, you know, she's better known as the Butter Dancer. Butter Dancer, are you there? Butter Dancer.
Hello?
Butter Dancer, are you there?
I am here. Siriana is here.
Siriana, see, gosh darn it,
okay,
Siriana,
okay,
see, you know, all right, yeah, this was just one of those kind of like fun, spontaneous shows. Timmy was supposed to have a show tonight, so we're
yeah,
gonna,
what happened to that?
I have no idea, but you know what, we're going to prank call him, and we're also going to prank call we're also going to prank call Dr. Reverend, or Reverend Dr. Quinn, or whatever. But, because, yeah, you know what? In just a few days, we're all going to be hanging out and having a lot of fun. So why not prank call them at, you know, well, late at night? So, who should we, let's try to call Dr. Quinn first. Let's see here. Let's see.
She's more likely to answer, so yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you know what? How about, do you have something fun you would like to, like, I mean, okay. Maybe you can come up with a voice, because she'll recognize me right off the bat. I mean, I can't. Could you, is there something, some sort of fun, something fun you can just kind of bring up or you know, make her just kind of scared? Just, you know, maybe some sort of, like, STD test or something. I mean, I don't know.
At 11:30 at night. I'm
exactly,
trying to
yeah.
think of something.
Because doctors always
that...
call, you know. And the labs always call. All right, if not that, then okay.
I'm trying to think of something that would freak her out, but she's kind of psychotic herself, so that raises the bar up a bit.
She is psychotic. All right, you're right. That's probably one of the reasons why I love her. but, yeah, so it's kind of hard to freak her out, but, wow. Yeah, I don't know how we can do this. Okay.
Unless you pretended to be like an old boyfriend.
An old
he
dares a thing. Are you privy to any of her old boyfriend names? Oh gosh. No. How about we just make one up? What sounds like a good like typical yeah, boyfriend for her?
I don't know, Tommy?
Tommy?
A Tom?
Tom?
Yeah, I don't know, that's like, generic enough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Tom. I think, she seems like a Tom lover. Yeah, absolutely. Tom. All right.
You can try to convince her that they were together and that would... What?
You could probably get your voice just as deep as mine. do you think you can pull up a Tom?
This sounds like a job for you.
Oh, boy. All right. All right. We're going to prank call Reverend Dr. Quinn here very quickly here. All right, let's see what we can do. All right. Yeah, can you help me with the, can you do the Jeopardy music? The doo-doo-doo-doo. Can you do that for me while I dial her number?
I've never really watched Jeopardy.
Really? Wow, you're not into trivia or anything like that at all, huh?
Hey, I'm attempting it, so dial.
Okay. All right. There you go. Yeah, you're doing good. Yeah. So, okay. Quit smoking.
Number.
Quit smoking, and you can do it without coughing. All right. All right. I have to concentrate here.
Okay. No, I could just call.
Here we go. Let's see what happens.
What are you still doing up? Hello?
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 This is Tommy. Remember Tommy?
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
No, this is Tommy. Remember we used to date back in high school? I had feathered hair. Come on. Hello? Quinn! She just hung up on us. Wow, that's great. Did we actually trick Dr. Quinn? Oh, shit. Okay, wow. I, you know what? I guess we have to call her back.
I guess so. Tommy really wants to rekindle this.
Yes, Tommy definitely wants to rekindle this.
Hi, you've reached Michelle, and I'm unavailable to get to the phone right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, I'd be glad to get back to you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey. Hey, Michelle, this is Timmy again. Or Jimmy, or whatever my name is. Come on. Come on, call us back. You know, we used to date back in high school, and I had feathered hair. Okay, come on, honey. Come on, please. Come on, just it's all good. All right, bye-bye. Wow. Did you give her a heads up? Maybe she's privy to us,
I didn't say a damn thing about
her. She seemed a little...
I think
that's not usual, Quinn. Maybe she's had way too many boyfriends than we all realize. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Maybe it's time we give Timmy a call.
Try calling Tim?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, Quinn, she might be freaked out. What does Quinn normally do on a Monday night at, like, 11:37 a.m.?
What does what do?
What does Quinn normally do at 11:37 a.m. on a Monday night?
I don't think I can tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think any of us know. I think it's the biggest mystery in the small press universe and beyond. Huh? Wow. I think she might be freaked out.
Okay. Wait. What?
Okay. She might be freaked out. Should we...
You should call her and let me speak to her.
There we go. There we go. Okay. We're gonna call her again and let you speak. Okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And pretend to be like an ex-girlfriend. That would be even better. Okay? That would be great. Okay.
That might be a little too obvious. I have an idea, though.
Okay. Be a sexy girlfriend, you know? Sexy. Okay, here we go. Oh, I just heard doors opening and closing.
Oh, that was me.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, you've reached Michelle, and I'm unavailable to get the phone right now, but if you'd like to leave a message after the sound of the beep, I'd be glad to get back to you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Michelle. So you wouldn't answer Tommy's phone call. But don't you remember when the three of us used to be a thing and we would sneak off into the church together and be me and you with Tommy watching us? Don't you want that back? Why aren't you answering us, Michelle? Baby. I'm thinking about you right now. You should call us. We're standing right outside your house.
You know what? That was pretty hot. I had flashbacks to my college years. Wow.
I had flashbacks to last night.
Wow. Even better. Hot damn. Okay. All right. So you know what? Let's try her once again. Let's try Dr. Kim one more time. Just one more time. And, okay. And, I think she might be more apt to answer to another woman. So let's...
You should be the other woman.
I should be the other woman? Yeah, like I can... Yeah, with my voice, I can really pull it off, huh? Hello, I'm Mickey Mouse. Okay, we're going to try her one more time. All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is Mickey Mouse. Remember the threesome we had in college?
Trying to prank you for the last 15 minutes, motherfucker. Come on now.
Well, all of a sudden I heard something about Tommy, and I'm like, what? Remember I had the feathered hair? I'm like, what the
fuck? Tommy with feathered hair, yeah. Come on. Is he hot?
Was there a Tommy with feathered hair back in high school?
I was thrown off. I apologize, or maybe I would have played along, but I was confused by the New York number. Wait a minute, is this Lethea? This has to be Lethea. Is it Lethea?
No.
If it's New York. All right, well, someone's calling me from New York.
Someone's calling for me. Wow.
I'm seeing...
You are a popular gal. Late at night, aren't you, Dr. Quinn?
No, I just saw a New York number, and I'm really confused.
Well, I
You're
heard
really
you had a threesome
though.
Back in high school.
We're just doing one
no,
of those
there was
Tommy shows
and a
here
trick.
Tonight, Dr. Quinn, and we thought,
what
you know,
now?
It would be funny.
Oh, is that Serena? Hello, Serena.
Yeah.
Hi,
we
Michelle.
Thought it would be funny to prank call Dr. Quinn, and you know who our next victim is going to be?
Who's the next victim going to be?
Oh, Timmy Murray.
No, you know you can't prank call Mr. Murray. You know that's not going to happen.
Why can't I?
You can try, but it ain't going to work.
It almost didn't work with you. I mean, we had to, like, God damn. Well, glad you're on here. You know, let's all have
all
fun
right.
While we can. I know.
All right.
Siriana can't stay on.
Siriana, you still haven't learned how to pronounce her name, have you?
Siren
no.
B. Siren B is all I can say. And you know what?
Siriana.
Friday is off the charts. That's all I have to say. Just wow. Okay? That's it. Seriously. As far as, like, listens and all that, fun, good stuff. So you seriously got a call from New York?
Well, but whatever number you are calling from is from New York instead of, you know, the usual Blog Talk number.
Oh, really? That's
yeah, so that's why I'm like, what the hell?
I always thought it was like a California number.
Yeah. So now I'm all screwed up. That's why I was all confused. I thought it was my girlfriend from New York.
Your girlfriend from New York?
Oh, that
right.
Makes even more sense.
Yeah, you've been cheating, Quinn?
Serena and I haven't.
Girl.
Huh? What now?
Your girlfriend, the same one that you had the threesome with Tommy.
Oh!
Check your voice now.
You and okay, all right. You're bringing up very fuzzy memories here, so.
Fuzzy memories.
So anyway, possibly. So anyway, so we gonna try to get on with Mr.
Yeah, you know,
Mr. Murray.
Yeah, we are going to try to do our best to prank Mr.
Does he answer the phone this late?
May.
Because, you know, the kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've got kids and stuff, too.
Well, yeah, but you keep your kids up till, like, 3.
Yeah, my kids are still asleep now. Yeah, you know what? Let's try to give little Tim Murray
a voicemail.
Yeah, if nothing else, we can just leave a voicemail. We're going to try to prank call him, and, you know, if we can't get through to him, we will prank call some other people. I got some other people on, it's one thing to prank call, you know, a department store and pretend you want something, but to prank call real people.
That's an entirely different sticky wicket.
Yeah, I already almost got my ass kicked by my own mom, but yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
All right, here we go. The French pronunciation of Tim Murray. Yeah, Tim Murray. Okay, here we go. Okay, wait, who's going to speak and who's going to say what? It should be fun.
I'll let you guys do it.
No.
Sitting
come
here
on,
drinking
on.
Wine and eating donuts.
Wine and donuts, that's perfect. Wow. God, that almost
that
gives me an orgasm
contribution.
About it. All right. Wow. Okay, here we go. Come on, Quinn. You can do this. Come on, please. Quinn.
I can't. I am no match against Murray.
Nobody is. Who can match Murray? Okay? But he deserves
you
it.
You can.
Well, he deserves it every once in a while. He's going to recognize me right off the bat, just like my mom did.
Your mom was kind of confused at first.
Yeah, she was. Okay. I'm about to dial it, okay? Come on, Quinn, please. Okay.
Dude, I can't. I'm not clever like you are. Come on, dude.
God damn it. All right.
I'm sticking.
All right.
Play one character and it's me.
Oh, you know. I have no characters either. I have no character. I am just a piece of crap. All right. Whew. Thanks for throwing me under the bus and making me prank call Tim Murray. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is everything okay there?
Well, I got it.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got an emergency call here at the 911. We're just making sure everything okay.
Yeah.
This is the dispatcher.
Yeah, the thing that happened was I didn't realize the heat on the Fry Daddy was that high. When I attempted to deep fry Grandma, and at that time she splattered around the kitchen. I got the Swiffer out. I just finished Swiffering the floor. I do thank you for the courtesy call.
Yes, we get called. Please be there soon, okay? Please be there very, very soon.
Yeah, I got. You guys deliver pizza?
Please do. Many of our officers have big pepperoni nipples.
Did I tell you about one time, this gal on the internet? She had these. I saw a video on the internet one time. This gal had a pepperoni on her nipple. It looked like a. I'm not sure what it was. It kind of looked like a. It looked like one of them plungers for the toilet, but it was the whole. It was the rest part on the plunger, but it was her areola was that size, like literally that. And that was on Pornhub, I think.
Pornhub, very good, very good. Yes, very, yeah, uh-huh. And big areola, I like them, especially they kind of brown.
Yeah. What happened to me was I had an areola one time, and it started itching really bad one afternoon. I went down there. I was itching furiously, and I got some of that athlete's foot cream they put on there. It doesn't itch no more. I got.
So you have itchless areola?
Yeah. I itch my areola. And hey, man, have you ever used? I know you got other 911 calls going out and stuff like that. But seriously, man. You got to figure, like, they're not that important if the person's already murdered, you know, so, like, we can talk about stuff. And,
right.
But the thing is, have you ever used Taco Bell as a sexual lubricant?
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Especially the mild sauce?
No, man, I mean like a chalupa.
A chalupa? Absolutely.
Told you this was gonna backfire. Hi, very Tim.
Very impossible to prank Carl Timmy. He's always honest in his sense of humor. He makes everybody laugh so much. So sorry we bother you so late at night.
Oh, man, it's all right. I'm getting ready to start my, I think, 23rd Cherry Pepsi.
Every day. 23rd Cherry Pepsi, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of
starting to fuel up for the weekend there, Mr. Murray.
Yeah, this is what you call practice for the weekend, man.
Excellent.
Well, I hate to cut my very little part short, but I got to be up at 6.
Okay, that's
well,
okay.
Well, no, I have to be at work at 6. I have to be up at 5.
I have to be up by 7. Yeah, so, okay, hey, you know I can never pronounce you. You're just always going to be Siren B to me, because I cannot pronounce Siriana, is that right?
Yeah.
Serena,
see, I swear to God, okay. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and having fun with us on this kind of spontaneous fun show. You're going to be Siren B to me forever, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Because I'm terrible with names. I really am. Because I am mildly retarded, as everyone knows. But thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll be seeing you soon here coming up. Saturday, I think? Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. At 100,000 billion trillion poets. All right. Good night. Go get you some good sleep here while we...
good night, darling.
Good night.
As we harass Timmy.
What are you going out there? When are you going to Danville?
When is who going to Danville, Brian?
I'm heading out Friday night, man. And I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Danville area on Blog Talk for the next upcoming Blog Talk radio show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be a remote thing, so I've never done that before, so I sure as hell hope the Wi-Fi works at the hotel. So.
Yeah. I spent 3.5 years of my life undercover as a fullback.
As a fullback, huh? For
yeah.
What team?
No, fullback.
Okay.
Now, I was a bullback for 3.5 years. Kind of like a research type of project I was on at the time. And I got away with it pretty good. I watched that what's that film? That damn Silence of the Lamp.
Silence of the Lamps.
Yeah. Where they put the genitals on between their legs like that.
Yes.
Every time I had to get intimate with a woman, I'd stuff my wiener between my legs like that. And I'd dance around in my little vagina beard. Here's what happened.
Oh.
Hey, man. Serious, man.
You called me, man.
No, I mean, I get it. Hey, do you have any...
You pay for it, man.
Exactly. Do you have any suggestions on who we could call at this moment?
If I were you, I'd call Jacksonville, Illinois right now. I'd rev up that hot phone.
That's a good idea.
And I'd call her and that gal down there.
That's a good idea. Do you think she would answer?
More than likely not.
You know what? Man, we should try that.
Yeah, give her a ring, man.
Yeah, maybe she could, maybe she could talk about... this 100,000 billion trillion things.
So if we decided what we're going to change down in Danville? Yeah.
What we're going to change? Oh, my God. There's going to be a... Oh, my God. Down in Danville, there's going to be a reenactment, a Civil War reenactment going on.
I mean, right.
Maybe we could change the whole tide of the Civil War and change history, kind of like, you know...
There you go. That's not a lofty goal at all.
No, it's not lofty. I believe in time travel. I mean, I really, really do. Seriously, but yeah, maybe we can call this Jacksonville chick.
Call Mama.
Yeah.
Is that the line?
If I don't know. If I do, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens here. Somebody give me the Jeopardy. Give me the Jeopardy.
I can actually do Jeopardy in tune. Hold on.
Can you really? All right. Please, yeah. Please do.
Keep going.
And throw in a little bit of Alex Trebek. Just throw in some Alex Trebek.
Hey, you guys ever watched Jeopardy, man?
Man.
Yeah.
I fucking rock it, that stuff. Oh, I really do. I'm really good at trivia. Believe it or not.
I just don't like when they... I hate when they have the kids on there, man. Like
the high school tournament stuff?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the main thing that annoys me about that show, man, I can't even have the fucking sound on the TV when this happens.
Uh-huh.
I hate when he talks to the contestants, man, when he comes down...
The number you have dialed is invalid. Please check your listing and try your call again. The number you have dialed is invalid. Please check your listing and try your call again.
Wow, I just tried to dial Jacksonville, and I got that. Wow, she must be listening and cut me the fuck off. Wow. Okay.
I've always had the kind of feeling that I don't think Michelle McDaniel even exists for real.
I don't think she does either, though she has some sort of weird, like... I don't know, pool full of butter back there in her backyard and shit.
Nah, they got rid of that.
They got rid of that?
Yeah, they finally dumped that out.
Yeah, they dumped it out. I saw the pictures of the dumpage, and it looked like it had burned, like, a permanent scar on her backyard.
I'm sure it did. Yeah, the property values on that house went down.
Property value. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna try to call her one more time, just for fun, just because you know what? She deserves it. All right, here we go. Give me that shitty Jeopardy thing again. Come on, try a little harder.
Well, I was so rudely interrupted. I was telling you, I hate when he goes to talk to the contestants, man, and learns some type of anecdote about their lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
anecdotes,
like that.
Yeah. We all have generic anecdotes, don't we?
No, we don't. Not
oh,
like
I do. I have, like, over half a dozen of them. All right, let's try this chick one more time, this chick from Jacksonville. Here it comes, coming straight to the J-hole.
She doesn't even exist anymore.
If she doesn't answer, okay, we have to, what do you guys have to come up with a good little thing to put on her answering machine if she doesn't answer? Answering machine. Listen to me, I'm like from the 80s.
Hello?
Have you ever thought about accepting Jesus as your personal savior?
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Hi, Mama.
For our Bible church, and we're trying to call people like you who we enjoy in the community. And ask
I think you meant to call the neighbors. No, seriously, who gave you this number? You're all fired.
No, we're not. You can't fire us.
Baby Jesus gave me this number.
Oh, right.
I think we dialed the wrong one at the first time.
All right.
Well, I'm here in bed.
Yeah. What are you doing right now? Where are
I'm
you?
I'm going out to check on the dump area.
The dump area, the butter dump.
Right.
You check on.
Why are you culturing something? What are you doing with it?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure.
Has it started walking toward the house?
Yeah, it's kind of glowing a little.
Glowing, really?
Oh, that is disgusting. Wow.
Did I ever tell you about the time I grew?
The time you what?
The time you grew?
No.
Hey, did the handyman ever reappear, or did he just kind of disappear?
Oh, I saw him the other day. He had just gotten out of jail.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all right, well, as long as he's safe.
Yeah, it's all good.
Why was he in jail?
Oh, I don't know. It happens when you go to the jail.
Yeah, you live in a J-hole. Everybody knows about that. We've all been to the J-hole. We know. So,
oh, dear.
So, yeah, we've put you on the spot here, and so what's your thoughts on this 100,000 billion trillion people for change? What are we going to change there?
What are we changing, Mama? Have we picked a theme? Because these guys don't seem to know.
Oh, I know what I'm changing. Believe me, I know what I'm changing. No doubt about it. But I would like to hear someone else's, you know, perspective on what's going to change.
What are you changing, Mama?
My mind, maybe.
I don't blame you. I would, too. I'm quite surprised you answered
right
the phone.
Me, too, actually.
Aren't you glad now?
Yeah, you crazy.
Hey,
all right. So.
Hey, you know that you might have heard that I'm going to be marrying Brian's hand to him.
Oh yes,
no,
very
not to him, but
yeah.
To his left hand to.
Hey,
him.
I wonder. Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if any hands are going to need any exorcisms.
My right hand might, because it's
well
as shit. It's like. All I do is manipulate and molest the mouse. The left hand gets to join the penis.
Well, this might be a 2-for-1 deal then. I'm going to get a workout.
You are, yeah. You're performing a wedding and an exorcism simultaneously. Wow. You're ambidextrous or, you know, whatever you call it.
Hopefully I'm ambidextrous.
As a minister. Jimmy, what do you think?
Yeah, there's a nomination for that.
What do you think about Dr. Quinn being a minister? I mean, how does one become a minister? What do you think, Timmy? I mean, seriously.
Well, I think we're actually all born ministers. And I think it takes perhaps to enter adulthood and to realize that we've been ministers the entire time. And actually in Danville, I was looking to change perhaps then what happened after that was I had
an aneurysm.
Yeah. And what I was trying to say, though, is, like, have you ever woke up and think, you know, like, I could minister my life now. You know, I could be somebody who makes a positive change through the written word. I can use poetry to open doors. I can use poetry to open up new horizons. I can use poetry to heal wounds.
Be kind, Grandma.
And what had happened to me at that time, it was in 97, actually. And
97. Not a good year. Not a good year.
Do you remember 97?
I do.
Sort of, yeah.
Brian, what were you doing in 97, man? Where were you?
God. I mean, what was I doing besides myself?
Mama, what is that blue crap?
In 97, well, you know, I was still in college. I was just finishing up my really important degree in English. And, yeah, a lot of good has done me. But at the same time, I was having, you know, some fun wild times. But, yeah.
That's fine. Mama, are you still there?
I don't think she is. I think she dumped us.
Oh, my God. Are you seeing? Ew, she just posted a picture.
Of what?
Of the tub.
All right, you know what? It's
like
time for us
back
to call someone else.
I'd like to get back to what we were all doing in 1997.
Yeah, 1997.
Brian,
I was finishing up my degree, and, yeah, I was engaged in many of the college orgies. God damn it, I hate to admit that, but it's true.
Brian, what college were you at, man?
Wright State University, Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No lie.
You got a degree in literature?
Yeah, it's done me a lot of good in my life. yeah.
Michelle, where were you in 1997?
Where was I in 1997? I was working downtown at a... Yeah, downtown Griffith. No, I was working downtown Chicago.
Okay.
For a what?
For a massage parlor?
No. I was working for a company, a publishing company.
Okay. Oh,
I was
really?
In customer service. Yes.
See? You were more productive than I was at that age.
Yeah, that was after spending a couple years in sort of employment limbo.
Employment limbo. Okay. Well, elaborate on that. What's employment limbo?
Well, I was working part-time. I was stat girl at the paper.
Yeah.
On the sports desk.
Aren't you still doing
and
that?
And so... Yeah. No, that now I just, you know, I write stories and pretend that I know about sports. No, back then I was taking stats, so that was enough money to kind of, you know, pay my car payments and stuff. But, you know, then I was trying to get full-time employment and, you know, working at temp agencies and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that's...
Almost did not nod off during that description.
Well, thank you. I'm glad.
I kid. Sort of, not at all.
No, you weren't kidding. Okay, well, now it's telling me I'm in the host queue. What? Huh?
Huh? What?
Hello? No, it just told me I'm in the host queue.
You're in the host queue?
That's what it told me.
Who told you that?
The Siri or whatever the fuck.
Oh, my God.
Now it just told me I'm off the host queue. I don't know.
I don't know either. You're still right here. You're still right here with us. Honey, don't panic.
No worry. Ain't no panic in here.
See, that's something, you know, oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's something else we have to get into is, you know, gosh darn, as far as, like, you know, online dating websites and all that stuff, that's something we need to get a little more into. As far as, like, you know, Nothing to Lose shows and all that, yeah. I've had a stupid, you know, piece on Cougar Life, or whatever you call that, CougarLife.com, or, you know, Cougar, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, we need to move forward with that. But, so anyhow, Mr. Murray, have you ever tried any, you know, internet dating sites?
Yeah, man. back when, actually getting back to 1997.
Yeah, 1997, here we go.
Prior to the prevalence of the internet, you know, it was still pretty much a very uncommon thing at the time. I had joined the French Foreign Legion the previous year. I was in Algeria.
Uh-huh.
That time, and I actually I had actually joined a postcard dating program to where sent postcards to men and women all around the world, and you'd receive these postcards, and sometimes they would have a small snapshot taped to them and a note, you know, with some personal information, contact information, you know, usually snail address, you know, like I said, it was prior days before the internet, so the email and all that, texting and all that wasn't, you know, heard of really yet, and so I was in this postcard dating program, started in Algeria, and I met a lot of women that way, but it was a lot of waiting around. Of waiting around for the postcards to return to you, and a lot of times you'd take a liking to a particular gal or man or what have you, and they'd never get back to you, or they'd say return to sender and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, return to sender. I mean, did that ever make you feel kind of sad when you heard that Elvis song, Return to Sender?
It does. I'll tell you now, because you get your heart set on some gal out of Iceland or Spain or maybe Arkansas.
Yes,
Arkansas. And you never hear from her again, you know, and you think this is my soulmate on this postcard, you know.
Right.
Find yourself sitting there, you know. Yeah. Have you ever masturbated to a 5x7 inch piece of cardboard?
Absolutely. I pretty much masturbated to everything you can possibly think of. In that respect, yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, masturbation is essential, I think, to, you know, just maintaining your sanity. And, yeah, it really is. It's just a natural thing. And my cat just knocked over the goddamn trash can.
Michelle.
Yes, dear.
Stop
yes,
crying,
buddy.
Please. Stop crying. Stop crying, Michelle.
All right, you know what, Michelle?
Thank you,
Michelle,
for behaving yourself.
Can we Michelle, can we prank call this Tanya girl tonight?
Yeah, if you want, you can try.
I could try, yeah. You know what?
I don't know. So I don't know if she'll answer at this point, but you might as well try.
She never does answer. She seems so intriguing, and do you have any other suggestions? I mean, come on, Michelle. Do you have a parent or something?
No, we are not prank calling my mother. No, that would be bad.
Wow. Okay. See, I did it twice, and I got my ass kicked.
Right, and that was all of you, my friend.
Okay. All right. You know what? Gosh, damn it. We're just gonna do a little pop the magic dragon, and then I'm gonna find Tanya's number. Okay, is it cool with you?
All right.
Oh, you know what? Hey, you know what? You know who else we can prank call? Let's try to prank call Walter Beck.
Okay.
Walter Beck's one of our co-hosts here. Normally at Nothing to Lose. You know what? Shit, I'm gonna. What the fuck? All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're going to do a little Pup the Magic Dragon, and then we're going to call Walter Beck. He's not going to see this coming, all right? He has no idea. No idea. Okay, all right. Pup the Magic Dragon and Walter Beck. I hope he's not listening.
All right.
Rain, but no longer went to play along the chair.
Oh, you have such a beautiful voice. Oh, you know what? All right. We have another idea here. We have another idea. We will save Mr. Walter Beck III for a little bit later. We're going to... okay, here's the thing. Here's the setup, okay? We're going to try to prank call Jason the Handyman. But, Timmy, can you pretend to be like the police? Because I'm
no!
Sorry. Oh, come on. Oh, this would be a good one. Timmy, can you pretend to be the police? Just... like and ask him, you know, be very serious and just pretend like you're the police, because he's a good kid. He really is, but
let me
you know
practice. Hold on a second.
Okay. get your mustache on. Get your mustache
on. Let me practice this first.
All right. Practice for a couple seconds there. Especially after Puppet Magic Dragon, we all feel sort of like high and good and just kind of laid back, but yeah.
Here's the police. Here's the police.
Ask him about, like, public intoxication. And he was spotted in an alley or some shit like that. Poor kid. Oh, God. He has no idea what's coming.
Let me try this on you guys and see if it's something that's, you know, going to work.
Yeah, and make sure you pretend like you're the Jacksonville police. Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to the police.
Okay, all right.
Let me know if this is something that, you know, would work.
Hell, I don't know what they sound like. I don't know.
You keep interrupting me.
Okay, go ahead.
This is method acting here. I have to get into the
role. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're a great actor. We all know that. I've seen you act live, buddy. All right, go for it.
You're still interrupting me. Hey, handyman, I am the police.
you can't say handyman. No,
Jason. This is the angry policeman calling because we saw you with alcohol on the alley. You are gonna go back to jail if you don't pour out that alcohol on the alley. I'm angry, Jacksonville police.
All right. You have to be a little more convincing than that.
You think that's something that, you know, are you frightened now if I were to say, you know, Dayton, Ohio, Kettering, Ohio? I mean, would you be a person and be like, holy shit, I'm going in the alley right now dumping all the booze in the house?
Absolutely not. But, yeah, maybe you can convince him. All right. So, are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Can you do this? Okay. All right. All
right. Don't start cackling either, man.
We have to. Yeah, there can be no laughing in the background. We had to try. Yeah, we had to scare this boy just for a little bit, and then we'll let him in on the joke. Okay. Wow, we are assholes, aren't we? Oh, this is great. Okay. Poor kid. I feel okay. He's a good kid. So, but all right. All right, here we go. Hold on. I can't believe we're even doing this. Going straight to hell. Mm-hmm. Here it goes. Okay.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later.
La persona con la que intenta comunicarse no acepta llamadas en este momento. Favor de llamar de nuevo más tarde.
Okay. Well,
he was in jail, man. He's probably got one of those crazy gold things, you know.
Wow. No ring at all. It just went straight to like voicemail, like ring. Hola.
Probably getting
it.
Hablo español. Poor kid. Wow. Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to try one more time just for fun. Just for fun here.
He's probably getting...
getting what?
Some bean spoiled or something. He doesn't want to hear your crap. Huh?
He's probably what?
No.
Okay.
No, he's probably getting his bean twirled. If he just got out of jail, he probably, you know, found some.
Wow. Please elaborate. What does bean twirled mean? I mean, that's a new term to me.
I mean,
you
never
heard when you're beaning? Never heard that. Yeah, he's probably in the company of a young lady, and he's probably, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to try one more time here. Okay. Officer,
all right.
Jacksonville officer, be prepped. Here we go.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later.
La persona con la que intenta comunicarse no acepta llamadas en este momento. Favor de llamar de nuevo más tarde.
Message 24. IL01MN.
Wow. Okay.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later.
La persona con la que intenta comunicarse no acepta llamadas en este momento. Favor de llamar de nuevo más tarde.
Well.
Message 24. IL01MN.
Okay. So, well, oh my gosh. Guess that's not going to work. And it seems we lost the officer there. Officer, are you still there? Yeah, we lost the officer. Maybe he got dropped on accident. I don't know. Hello? We lost Timmy.
Oh God!
I was so ready to be this creepy officer several times. I'm done. Either that, or we accidentally hung up on him, and I don't think. All right. Well, you know what? Let's see here. Oh, boy. I don't know. Let's see what else who else can we manipulate? Just for fun. We are being total dicks tonight. But you know what? It's all in good fun. let's see. This is called Brain Detail here tonight. Oh my gosh. What if we called Michael Grover? Would you talk? He would recognize my voice right off the bat. But female voice, maybe you could pretend like you're a ghost or something. And
he's not going to buy me as Madeline.
He's not going to buy you. Okay. All right. Oh, well, what's he going to buy you as?
Dude, I can't disguise my voice.
Yes, you can. Just need a higher pitch like this.
You use a higher pitch. Come on, girl. I'm not good at this.
Oh, boy. All right. Well,
whoops, hold on. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I understand. What if we prank called Gasinski?
Is he awake?
Michael Gasinski, our special co-host. Think he would even answer?
I don't know. That might be fun to try. Okay.
It would be. He'd probably figure us out like in a heartbeat. He'd probably be pissed off like You disturbed my beard. My beard was sleeping before me. He has, like, that super ultra-masculine beard.
Right, right.
Which, you know, I'm very, very envious of. And, you know, gosh darn, I wish I could cultivate a beard that size. I'm really jealous of it. You know what? What the hell? What's that? You know what? Okay. What? Yeah. Let's just give Kaczynski a shot here. I mean, what the hell?
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, geez. Okay. Can you give me, like, the Jeopardy music? Just, surely you can. Oh, come on. Seriously? Oh, you're better than that. I know that.
I was just aping Tim, man.
Kaczynski is going to be so mad at us. For breaking. I bet he didn't answer. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, what are we gonna say? What are we gonna say to Mr.
I don't know. This is your gig, man.
Oh, come on. This was just a spontaneous fun thing. Okay. All right. So, yeah. What should we say to Kaczynski? What would be something about beard lice? Or I mean, I don't.
Epidemic of beard lice. Let's see.
Yeah, quickly. I gotta. We don't have much time left. I have to dial.
I think beard lice would be fine.
Beard lice. Oh, come on.
There's an epidemic of beard lice.
In Upper New York.
Yeah, in Portland, New York.
Well, can you just make a fun voice like this? Just change your voice just a little. You sound English. Because he's gonna recognize me quicker than he is you. I mean, he's not gonna expect this from you, okay? Come on, I'm getting ready to dial. Can you do it? Just come on, without laughing. I'll try not to laugh, okay?
I don't think I can do it without laughing.
Okay. He's liable to get really pissed. He's liable to get really pissed. Okay, ready? Hopefully he's not conjugating verbs right now, but if you know what that means. That's a euphemism, metaphor or something like that. Okay, here we go. Oh, shit. Okay, you're on. Be ready.
Yeah, he's not picking up.
No, he's not. He must be privy to our bullshit. Wow. I feel a little hurt.
Well.
All right. You know what? Let's try Walter Beck. What do you think? Mr. Walter Beck.
All right.
Next victim. Okay. So, what can we say to Mr. Walter Beck? Hopefully he's not listening right now. You could probably take him out easier than I could. Or you know what? How about we try Ryan Snellman?
No, Snell will know.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Let's try Walter Beck then. All right. This will be our last effort here. Okay. So all right. Yeah, something fun for Mr. Walter Beck, just for the hell of it. Anything? any ideas as I dial?
Again, I was asking if he had a beard because I kind of like the beard lice idea.
Beard lice, okay, but we know Walter Beck does not have a beard.
Well, that could be a metaphorical beard, you know.
Metaphorical beard. Oh,
you
shit,
know.
That's good. Metaphorical beard. What about, I don't know, anything else? I mean, he's a fellow Hoosier. Come on.
I know. I'm sitting here trying to think.
Maybe you could be like a Hoosier, like, oh, okay, someone who's like, who's trying to promote, you know, being a Hoosier, and can you donate to the whole, you know, Hoosier cause, you know, Indiana State. What do you think?
I don't think he gives a shit about that.
No, he probably doesn't, but that would make it even funnier. Because we know he doesn't give a shit about it. And he's getting a call at, like, what, 12:39 in the morning. Here we go.
No, it's 1:39 your time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, here we are, being assholes, prank calling our friends, our best good friends. Okay, all right, here we go. This is just a fun prank call show. Okay, here we go. Okay, go for it, Glenn.
Hello, you've reached Walter Beck. I'm sorry I was unable to take your call. However, if you will leave me your name or a short message, I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, this message is for Walter Beck. This is the Avon Health Department, and we need to speak to you immediately regarding a certain issue. So if you can give us a call back immediately, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my God, see? You're a natural at this. That was good. That didn't even sound like you.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of choked on the whole, this is the Avon Health Department.
I know Avon. We know he's from Avon, Indiana. Oh, that's great. Yeah. All our friends are going to kick our asses by the time this is over. This is great. Wow. We really are assholes, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of looking that way.
But in a good way. It's all in good fun. All in good fun. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're going straight to hell. Speaking of which, since you are an ordained minister, define for me what that really means. I mean, being a minister, I mean, does that really mean, are you really into religion or do you really believe in God?
Not at all.
Okay, elaborate, because I'm a little confused.
Why my friends decided that they wanted me to be the minister, I still haven't quite figured that out, but they have decided they wanted me to be to officiate at this wedding, so all right. I think we talked about that Friday. So
it just baffles me. It's like, okay, should I become a minister too? And how could it benefit me? I mean, all you guys are, all my co-hosts on Nothing to Lose are all ministers, and I'm the only one who's not. Should I be?
Well, do you want to perform weddings? Do you want to...
Do
do I want?
I don't know.
Weddings.
Do you want to baptize someone? Do you want to?
I thought that was just a Catholic thing. Baptism? I thought that was just Catholic. I mean, but.
I don't know. No, because I know Lutherans do it later.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do it quite as babies. And I think all religions have a baptism.
Uh-huh.
But only the Catholics do it when you're little to wipe away original sin.
Hmm.
If I remember my Catholicism correctly. So, yeah, you know, that was a zillion years ago. But, yeah, so you could do baptisms and exorcisms and funerals and, you know, whatever else you can, you know, start up a storefront church, get tax deductions, you know.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing.
So that, okay. Hmm. All right. What? Okay.
So.
What if we tried to prank call Frank Reardon?
That's all you, buddy. Reardon hates me.
I don't know if I could pull it off. I don't know.
No, Reardon hates me, man. I am not trying to call that motherfucker.
All right, I'm going to try to pull it off. I'm just going to give it a shot here.
Have fun.
Okay, no, just be here for backup. It's all in good fun. All in good fun. Frank, if you're listening or whatever, or if you hear this, it's all in good fun.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. F0 is not available.
Oh my gosh, it just gave his number like live.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, I was just calling about some of your poetry. I would like to have some of your poetry books. My name is Gina. My number is 228-1078-8765. I really like your poetry, Frank. Please call me back. All right, bye-bye.
Wow. I really am an asshole. I'm going straight to hell. Prank calling all my friends late at night. But of course, he lives over there in what do they call it? Minot.
Whatever.
Yeah, Minot, and he's a couple hours behind us, so it's only like hell.
No, I think he's on the same time that I am.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I think so. Well, it's just 3 hours behind.
Oh my gosh! I just looked on Facebook. He just posted several seconds ago. So.
Yeah, he ignored your ass.
He's awake. Oh, that. Oh boy. All right.
He just wants nothing to do with you.
All right. So we're gonna one last ditch effort. We're gonna try the old good old Michael Grover. Okay. So.
Okay.
Can you pull this one off?
No.
Oh, come on. He's going to recognize my voice right off the bat. I can't even fake it. He knows me too well. He doesn't know you as well. Okay? Come on. All right.
Jesus.
Just something fun. This is the fun prank call our friends thing. Or who else could we prank call? Beth Casey? Do you know her number? Should we prank call Beth Casey?
No, better not call Beth. No.
All right, then we're gonna try to make it over. Okay.
Fine. We'll see if we can.
See All right,
go, fine. Go ahead.
With who? With whom?
Rovers, fine. Let's see if I can pull this off.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, okay, here we go. Here it comes.
Can't do it.
Hey, Grover.
You weren't supposed to answer the phone, Grover.
We didn't expect you to answer. We've been doing a spontaneous nothing to lose. I got my coffee show here tonight, prank calling all of our best friends, and nobody's been answering. And you answered.
God damn it!
We didn't expect you to answer at all, buddy. Wow. You're like one of the first people to actually answer.
You ruined it.
Hilarious. Huh? Timmy was supposed to have a show tonight, so we did a spontaneous just bullshit show here tonight. We even prank called Timmy, and Timmy was pretty cool about it and all that. So, well, we have like 10 minutes left, ma'am. Did we wake you up? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
We're bastards. Gosh darn it. Well, what the hell?
Sorry, pal. You aren't coming to Danville. That blows.
Yeah. Come on. Why aren't you coming to Danville for the fun little... Oh, because he had a show up there. He had the 100,000 Poets for Change show there in Toledo.
I wanted to go there.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a show going on in there. So... Wow, Quinn, you were supposed to, wow. She started laughing, and then I couldn't hold my laugh back. We didn't even expect you to answer, but, yeah, you threw
right.
us off by answering. We've got so many answering machines, and, you know, so many messages, like Frank Reardon's and everybody else's.
Are you making prank calls and stuff?
What's that?
Who do you think you are, Tim Murray now, making prank calls and stuff?
Oh, we're doing it in the tradition of Mr. Tim Murray, who usually has a show on Monday nights. That was the whole point, the whole, like, prank call thing. Yeah, we've prank called so many people throughout the night. And, I mean, I started off prank calling Dr. Quinn herself and many others. It's been going on and on and on all night. And we've just gone through the list and all just prank calling all good friends. That's it. You know.
Don't you feel special now?
He should.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I feel special. You assholes woke me up at 10 to 2.
Most everyone else just let their answering machines get it or, you know, voicemail or whatnot. But, yeah, man, sorry for waking you up. But, yeah, it's all in good fun. So, hey. Do you have anything to say or anything special to say about the 100,000 Poets for Change there coming up in Toledo? I mean, I know you have a show coming up there this Saturday, right?
Yeah, we do. Saturday, yeah.
Right. And who's going to be there? Or do you know? I mean, what's the big plan?
Just an open mic.
Open mic? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man.
Back to sleep to you.
Sorry. Sorry for bothering you, man. We are just, like I said, we've been prank calling everybody, all our good friends here tonight. So, good night, bud.
Good night, Grover.
Bye.
Now I really feel like an asshole. Sorry, Grover.
Bye.
one person actually trying to sleep at a decent time answers. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I guess we got 6 minutes left here, and yeah. I think I've run out of friends. And I think I'm going to be unfriended and blocked by a few.
Yeah, I'm probably. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably. You know what? I'm used to it. Oh, shit. Yeah, this has been fun. This has been a lot of fun. And you know what, Dr. Quinn? Thanks so much for hanging out and playing
along.
Always can count on you for this fun shit.
Yeah, because I'm the only idiot awake.
I know. It's yeah. We had that same weird, creepy sleep pattern. All right. We'll just it's almost done. We will just cut out here. I mean, when Tim Murray just cuts out, you know, yeah, the show's done. And then Michael Grover just is, like, asleep. Yeah, you fucked up. But this has been fun, and anybody we have prank called, all in good fun, just having fun, and I apologize. And if any of you assholes do it to me while I'm trying to sleep, I'll be really pissed. But go ahead and try. And I can't wait to see everybody coming up here at the 100,000 Poets for Change in Danville. It's going to be a fun, fun time. And we always have a fun time when we all hang out. So, yeah, absolutely. Dr. Quinn, you're a champ. God damn it. Thank you so much. You crazy.
All right.
All right, all right.
Yeah, we'll be on Friday, darling.
I'll see you in Danville in just a few days.
You sure will. All right, I'll talk to you later, babe.
All right.
Bye.
We're gonna go out with
flush
a little bit
that bitch down.
We're gonna fade out with a little bit of Butthole Surfers. Whatever.
Woo!
Butthole Surfers. Yeah, Butthole Surfers. They're from Cincinnati, actually. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Bye.
Yeah, my backyard. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I hate what? As I hate hell, all my views.
I had a dream last night. Does it look so bright and pretty? I had a dream last night, but it looked so bright and pretty. Mercy, mercy, I'm made of claws. Make me a saint so I can get it off. Heaven help me, my head's been round.